Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
For any man with a swollen prostate, do not drink water. Did you know that prostate problems have nothing to do with the prostate itself, but with...
RSV can... Something is coming for you. Ouch! Race for the morning. You can hide in the sun till you see the light. Oh, we will pray it's alright. Get away. Get away. Between the velvet lines, there's a truth that's hard to steal. The beast will never die. Nights are never ending. We'll say, holy diver, you're the star of the masquerade. No need to look so afraid. Tiger, you can feel his heart, but you know it's me. Some light can never be seen.
Thank you to...
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
Thank you.
You want to know something?
You said
okay,
it.
Okay, you want to put that
you
on my...
You said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair enough.
And
we
I am disagree. Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle
good.
Of shutting down.
That is
and I'm going to shut it down for border security.
You should.
Calling all American patriots to stand together and get President Trump back in office. Are you in? If so, you can make a massive difference by taking this quick poll.
thrills of summer, of hysterical joy.
World War One promised us a perpetual peace, and it failed. World War II then was the ultimate laboratory of death.
So forth from our people, the last ounce and the last inch of effort of which we are
capable. It told us in 1945 what we should have known in 1939. It took 65 million deaths to prove what should have been self-evident.
The stakes are the stakes of human freedom, which depends upon a view of human nature and the government that's appropriate.
Poland and the world learn the meaning of a grim new word, Blitzkrieg.
How we are to live and why we are to think we should live that way. And that battle still goes on.
When we say World War II, that cannot be an abstraction. That has to translate into a guy in a VF-109 or somebody in an American submarine in Tokyo Bay. The point being is that this war was unique and that there were so many theaters, there were so many ways of fighting it that it's almost incomprehensible. Let's begin.
No right, no wrong, fairly in a song, a day.
The Wilson sisters. Heart. Yeah, Barracuda. Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio, you lunatics. Let me stop this before it starts. Okay, I know it's getting cut out of control here. But that's just how we do the show. I mean, just...
Gary.
We didn't heard that one. But anyway. Welcome to a Tuesday show. Usually I don't do Tuesdays, but I just take whatever day I pick. I'm not selective. I don't live by schedules. I just don't do it. So you get me when you get me. When you don't, you don't. And that's that. That's why I like it. You know, because, I mean, I believe in free will. Fuck it. That's what I choose. I mean, I don't get paid to do this. Nobody pays me nothing. I just stumble out here intoxicated on drugs and alcoholic beverages. And don't I wish. Used to. Every once in a while, I come on Drunkard and Cooter fucking Brown do a show, but now I'm not tonight. Okay, I just got, you know, the older you get, the less you really care about that shit. You really do. You get older, it's fun back in the day, you know, just, you get older. Now I can think. When I was younger, I couldn't think. I was too fucking stupid to think. Most of us were, weren't we? But it was fun, maybe, you know, but yeah, fuck who knows. But anyway, man, welcome to show night. Tonight, we're going to get into some funny, weird shit's going on. I mean, the other show I had, I believe it was Saturday night, I kind of mistaken something because, I mean, my point that night was the fact of why isn't there anything in California been about it? What the fuck's going on? There's nothing in California. You know, why aren't these immigrants going to California? It's closer. I mean, it's right fucking there. You know what I mean? Instead of going to fucking New York and Chicago, where there's nothing there. You're leaving a sand desert area where it's warm all the time and going into a cold climate. You know, you might as well go to the Himalayas. Fuck it. Don't fuck around. Go all the way. Don't be a pussy, you know. But they found out it wasn't that great. Well, anyway, the past couple of days, searching the interwebs of the net, looking at news stories in New York and in California. My God, I didn't know. I guess they finally just showed up. There's a U-Haul available to get it from California. God. But they're kind of snapping off the deep fucking end up in New York. I hear they're fucking causing riots. Riots, man. You know, riots. You know, pull up fucking bashing riots, man. Fucking gladiator war. Anyway, that's, you know, it's okay. I have to say that I have been corrected. So, you know, but anyway, I'm going to throw up some clips here for you here in a minute. And we get some more callers in. And well, I think I got bored on there now, but we'll open them up in a little while. But I want to get into some of these topics on this subject and, you know, see what's going on. Let's see what the fuck these things are doing. These, you know, immigrants, invaders. I don't know what the fuck they are.
Top three dirty self-defense moves. Number one.
Top three.
Throwing dirt in your opponent's eyes.
Yeah.
Throwing an object at your opponent's eyes is a
hit
very
in the head with a brick.
Self-defense move.
You very well. And let me just show you, call for number one here is that the numbers in the Del Rio sector in Texas have gone down 76% in 1 month because Governor Abbott took action. Now, the federal government might want to fight him on that, but you can't argue with the numbers. But that's meant that the California and Arizona numbers have gone way up. What are you seeing in your area, Kevin?
That's exactly right, Dana. And really, it's astounding what's happening in Jacumba, just an hour east of San Diego. It's unprecedented. And we've never had it like this. And I think if you've clearly shown, there's folks from all over the globe. There's Middle East, there's Chinese nationals, unprecedented here in San Diego County. And so what we are seeing is you know, so many folks, and that's putting a strain on resources, and it's causing here in San Diego County, unfortunately, dollars that should be going to be spent on our local issues, homelessness, our veterans and others, are now going for all of this. This is a complete failure, Dana, of our federal government. And we at the local level in San Diego County are bearing the brunt of that.
Well, in the LA Times, Kevin, you might have seen the story from over the weekend. It asks, will moving to the middle on immigration deliver electoral success to Democrats in 2024? Here's the point coming off that special election last week in Long Island. The good thing about the Tom Suozzi victory is that Suozzi won. The bad thing about the Suozzi victory is Suozzi won. He doubled down on immigration. Maybe that's the winning formula, but to have immigration now be the pinata that everybody's going to beat up on is not good. You're in a state where if you're an illegal and you come across that pass, you're entitled to a long list of state benefits from California and Sacramento.
Well, that's right, Bill, and it's complete incentive. I mean, not only the health care, but here locally, you know, our board of supervisors, the majority, and particularly when I'm running against, has said we're going to provide you free legal assistance. Well, that's a magnet that's not happening in other places. And so to see the change that's happening in Hakama is probably not very surprising, unfortunately. And that's why, you know, so many of us are saying, hey, we need to fix this problem. We are absolutely bearing the brunt on the local level here in San Diego County. And again, it's unprecedented. We've never seen numbers like this, over 100,000 encounters in the last 4.5 months. That's why so many of us are demanding action. This is not a partisan issue, by the way. It's Democrats, Republicans, and independents. We're all seeing what's happening and saying enough.
Kevin, you know mayors very well. You were a mayor. Blue mayors in many cities across the country, especially Denver, Chicago, New York, are all begging the Biden administration for help. Today, President Biden is headed to California. He's going to be visiting lots of different places, L.A., San Francisco, up to Mountain View, up in the north. He will not be going to San Diego. He will not visit the border. And I'm wondering if you think the mayors of any of those cities, the mayor of San Diego even, or your governor, Gavin Newsom, will ask Joe Biden for the help that the state obviously needs. I just read that San Diego had to close its migrant center after 6 months because the $6 million budget that it had broke after 6 months alone.
Absolutely. And that goes to show you, Dan, and those are dollars, again, that we're not spending on the issues that we should be spending them on here locally, our homeless issues, you know, our public safety, our men and women, you know, that we're so proud of. And so President Biden should come to the border if he's in California. And what we're not seeing, and this is one of the reasons why I'm jumping back in, we're not seeing people stand up and say, let's do the right thing here. Let's not just virtue signal and try to make yourselves feel better. We have a real problem that needs a solution. It is impacting us as cities and impacting us as counties. And again, this is real.
Kevin,
this
can I ask you one more quick thing?
Because that's why it's time for action.
Kevin, sorry to interrupt, but I just, before we lose you, Bill Malusian was showing us the mountain that the migrants are walking over because there's no fence. If you could right now, what would you do to prevent them from walking over that mountain?
Oh, you have to have more border security. And by the way, I'm so proud of our men and women in Border Patrol, Dana, who were doing such a remarkable job. But they need the tools and the funding and the resources to be successful, and they're not getting it.
Kevin, thank you for your time. Kevin Faulkner there in San Diego. I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Brian Kilmeade.
And I'm Ainsley Earhart. And click here to subscribe to the Fox News YouTube page to catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis.
All right. Well, that, you know, didn't really get the purpose what I was trying to talk about. I never heard of this one. A riot breaks out in New York City synagogue over a secret tunnel. I did not heard about that.
Oh.
Huh. Let me try to look at this in a different way.
Several people have been arrested already in this high-profile case.
Wilson Perez and Kelvin Cervita Arocha, in court today in Lower Manhattan, are members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua.
It's no secret the surge at the border is being felt here in New York City, the city contending with a migrant crisis, which is putting a strain on local resources, including shelters. As we reported late last year, look no further than the sidewalk outside the ICE headquarters in Manhattan to see the pressure on the New York City ICE office and the many faces from all over the world, many of them seeking asylum in the United States. States, but that's just one part of the complex immigration issues in the nation. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement may reportedly release thousands of migrants and cut down its holding spaces for detainees.
These migrants are not deported. They are literally released from detention centers in prison into city streets of United States since the agency is facing a $700 million budget shortfall to hold these illegal migrants.
It's concerning indeed, especially because the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE, recently confirmed a surge at the southern border.
How many migrants could...
People have had enough, and they're going to vote accordingly.
It looks like the world was much more stable when President Trump was in office.
Yeah. It's not looks. It was. We were signing peace deals instead of sending proclamations of...
How many migrants could ICE end up releasing? And then what happens to those people once they're released? Are they just going to be given like a notice to appear?
The Department of Homeland Security says if it doesn't get more funding from Congress soon, migrants may have to be released from custody.
An already inflamed debate over the border risks becoming an inferno, as federal immigration officials warn they could be forced to release up to 6,000 migrants from immigration detention centers because Congress has failed to approve emergency money the Biden administration requested. A potentially landmark deal to tighten border security and pay for more border agents collapsed after Senate Republicans, former President Trump, and Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson balked that it didn't go far enough.
The American people are with us on this issue. I mean, they are with us because they understand you have to actually solve the problem.
The White House slammed Speaker Johnson in a social media post today, writing, "Roses are red, violets are blue. The border deal was crushed because of you."
Well, Congress's failure to pass a new border security bill is already having some serious consequences.
ICE telling me today that Juarez should not have even been in the U.S. A judge in El Paso, Texas, ordered him deported a year ago. Now they, along with five others in this case, are behind bars at Rikers.
Can you ever see yourself shutting down Roosevelt Hotel and saying, we can't process anymore?
Not in the near future. As long as the laws stay the way they are, where people are allowed to come to the city and there's nothing I can do, I must have an intake center.
Now, a lot of people think this migrant situation is just a blue state problem.
No.
It's not. It's coming to your state because eventually they're going everywhere. We've heard from some of these gangs who've been working with the migrants. One of them has set up in Florida. Paul, have you heard about this?
Yes, of course.
Set up in Florida. He's got his gang members here.
Yeah.
He calls them on some kind of WhatsApp phone and tells them, I need cell phones, I need cash, I need this, I need cars. And basically, they go on their mopeds, they steal, they drag people in the streets of New York, they send it back to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Then Florida sends it to Texas,
mm-hmm.
and Texas sends it back to Venezuela. I mean, it's a crazy situation. So it will be coming to a city near you, unfortunately, because there's nowhere else to go. The mayor says we're out of room. It's going to destroy New York City.
Federal immigration officials say two of those suspects are linked to a violent Venezuelan gang called Tren de Aragua. The New York Post reports the gang is involved in robberies, drug dealing, and human trafficking across South America, and now are contributing to the wave of assaults against New York City police officers that's being called a full-blown epidemic. The NYPD is still crunching the numbers, but it projects that for 2023, there will be more than 5,400 cops injured in attacks.
We're looking at America destroyed right now. We even have the criminals coming across the border, going against the cops right here. You got kids that are going to steal, rob. They got the AR-15s. And there's no consequence. And right. So what you see is chaos across the country.
I believe that there is an exception to the rule of who's committing crime all over this country. But it's getting a lot of attention. So we got to address it, put it in context, because crime is an issue. And a lack of prosecutions is a part of the issue, whether people like that or not. Now, last month, remember the story where these migrants, I think there were five of them, 19 to 24, literally attacked cops in Times Square, literally tried to beat up cops. And then they let him out with no bail, which goes to a change in prosecutorial, let's say, mentality, because it's not really philosophy, that I believe is attributing to the problem. Today, five of those men were arraigned and sent to Rikers, okay? At least two, now, here's the story, belong to a notorious Venezuelan street gang known as El Tren de Aragua, okay? Now, some believe that El Tren is teaming up with organized crime. Now, why do I make sure I say the name right? Because I don't want them coming after me. That's why. Usually, I don't care if bad guys, how they feel about me pronouncing their name. But with these guys, you know, you got to be careful. So they are creating super gangs by having different criminal organizations come together. This is true. But is our problem here in this country really migrant-driven when it comes to crime? Let's bring in someone who knows. Former DEA agent Jack Riley. He is a cartel hunter and a mentor of mine. What happened with the migrants and letting them go, that's bail reform gone bad, okay? But the idea that we should look at that case as proof that super gangs are taking over our cities, where's your head on it?
You know, I'm not sure we're there yet, but I'm reminded of the spread of Mexican cartels in the U.S. to various cells in different cities. We spent a lot of time trying to track their movement. And what scares me is I don't think that's happening now. I think especially this particular Venezuela gang is heavily entrenched in human smuggling. So that's going to give them an opportunity to work the border. And the situation on the border now is fairly porous. So I'm in no way saying all migrants are bad guys, but there are bad guys getting through. And they're like franchises. They're going to go where, number one, they feel comfortable. They have camaraderie. They have their culture. And they can make the most money from committing crime. And we're beginning to see that, I think, in New York, along the border, Chicago, and some other large cities. It's
paying your bills on time raises your credit score, right? Wrong. In fact, this is the first of three major credit score lies you're being told by the big credit companies. Fall for any of these three lies, and it doesn't matter what...
It reminds me, and I hope we don't have to learn the lesson again, of what happened in the 80s when the Cubans and the Marilito boat float, where we literally lost track of thousands of hardened criminals. I don't think we're there yet.
Okay, well, this is all drug out kind of shit, but I mean, you kind of get the point. But I heard there was recently, I seen on the news and I can't find a clip to it. There was apparently a riot with immigrants in New York City yesterday, today. I can't find it. Fuck. You know, just when you think you got it marked, just when you think you got it, my children. And I guess that new word I put in the chat room is oint. Let people oint. Yeah. Yoat. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, fuck. Anyway, I'm going to fuck with Boyd. Let's bring him on. And oh, my God.
What the,
they wanna take,
what the fuck?
They want to take your fucking guns away. Do what?
Why do you want to fucking take my guns away? Did I
well, because
say I was going to shoot
people
you?
Coming and invade the place. People are coming, man.
Well,
you don't need no guns. Just let them have their way with you. That's the plan, ain't it? Well, what the fuck is the deal?
I don't know.
Why do they want to take the guns away from people?
Yeah. Is that so we don't go after the migrants?
Well, the migrants are coming for us.
Or the illegals?
They're coming for us, too. So is the invaders.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call them. I don't know anymore. I just simply call them invaders because that's what's happening, you know.
Yeah.
What else can you call
that's
them?
That's about right.
Yeah. So,
that's
you know,
about
I mean,
right.
It,
call them in, call them what they are, invaders.
Yeah. They're invaders, yeah. And, you know, the thing that gets me is I you know, it just blows my mind that they are over there. Somebody is promoting them to come to this country for some fucking reason. The fucking
well, you know, the gang members are being let out of their prisons and told to get out of the fucking country.
Yeah, yeah, go right to America, land of plenty.
Yeah, just like what Castro did with the Muriel Boatlift.
Yeah.
He emptied his prisons. Why should I feed and pay for these guys? Fuck
yeah. All right. Exactly.
Get them out of here.
Yep. Yeah, that's what happened, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have arrested them. What good's it going to do you? Because you'll wind up back with them anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless they told him,
why arrest him? We're proving right now that arresting him is one thing, and you know, putting him back out on the street is
right.
Another. You know, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, it should. Catch and release. You know what I mean? Let it grow.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with its habitat. Yeah. God. Ain't it something? It just gets so, you know, I mean, I don't know, maybe because I just turned 58, you know, Boyd, Buck, and I'm, you know, I can't seem to, I feel like I'm getting Alzheimer's already because I can't figure out what's going on anymore. It's so retarded you can't believe it's actually happening. You know, that's what gets me. Why would you do this shit to your own country? What the fuck is your point? You want to take away people's fucking rights, throw everybody in fucking jail, and let these motherfuckers run free fucking willy. What is the point? What is the ultimate goal for this? You know, what do we get for this shit? Nothing.
Enslaved,
I can see enslavement. A fucking future. Well, it's been enslavement for a long time anyway.
You get a more permanent enslavement, a more traditional enslavement.
Right. They didn't make it as obvious as it is now. You know, pretty well that. You see what I posted on Facebook, you know, about, you know, I got it from Dan Gorman, you know, sent the post, and I passed it on everybody else. And I says, how good is digital currency when electric goes out? You know, so you go, man. Electric goes out, digital currency dies with it. Your money's gone. Boop. The flip of a switch.
Yep.
Ain't that a bitch? Then if they lose your fucking data, oh, no, Timmy, oh. You're fucked.
But we can't give you no money.
We so sorry. You have no digit, you fucker. Of course not.
Well, how about this? How about this, you guys? Like, give them three choices of places they can go. They can go up to Alaska. I know Boyd would love that. Or they can go to Dominican Republic or Haiti, since we own them, too.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to send them to Haiti. You want to send them to Haiti?
No, why not? Yeah. I think that'd be perfect. Or Dominican Republic, right next door.
Yeah. Talking about Hades, you know, hell, you know, ain't you remember that? Don't you remember the movie Swing Blade? You know, I don't want to go to Hades. You know. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
But if they don't want to take the choices, then you go back home.
Well, the thing that's got me fucking puzzled on this whole part is, you know, who are the, they have to be fucking, you know, fucking human traffickers to be promoting this. You know what I mean? Where are these people getting all this information? Well, I mean, I guess, you know, to America's wide fucking open, move on in to the land of plenty. They will give you everything you need. You know, you know, the song for those about to rock,
including a little boy or a little girl.
I got to pull that up.
Well, they got the pamphlets down in the countries. They got those kiosks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I heard my phone ring. I was like, oh. Yeah, they got those kiosks down there in the countries, and they give them all the instructions on how to do it.
How to get here.
$1,000 to a guy to get him so far to get started getting here. Why would they want to leave their country if they can get $15,000? That's what kills me. To leave, you know, to have someone track them over here. So the country, they're not doing that bad in their own country.
Well, somebody's telling them something.
Well, I want to know if, where are these poor fuckers getting their money to fly across the oceans and then pay the coyotes?
Right. But you got those NGOs down there in the UN that are setting them up once they get here or get close to here.
Yeah, but how are they getting here?
They're getting there by boat. You get to South America, and let's see. Let me look here.
Well, anyway, the lyrics I was looking for, you know, in the song For Those About to Rock, AC/DC, the second of this, all right, you know, it says, stand up and be counted for what you're about to receive. We are the dealers.
Yeah.
We'll give you everything you need. And that's what I'm thinking of telling these motherfuckers. You know, they're telling them over there wherever they're at. You know, and like China, you know, when China say, well, look, right now we have open butter. We send you over right now and you go and check shit out and figure out shit so we can fuck them out of it. Go help us fuck them out of something, you know. Then go over and suck the resources out of these motherfuckers. And there ain't no money. See, that's the other thing. These prisons over here are going to pop open like a fucking explosion anyway. The United States are going to have to let motherfuckers go. You know, there ain't no doubt about it. I mean, it's, you know, and that might be a good thing. You know, in a way, I know it sounds crazy, but it might be a good thing. You know, people in there for fucking bullshit reasons. I'm talking about not violent people. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about violent. I'm talking about fucking, you know, guy that got busted for fucking not paying child support. No driver's license. Shit that he didn't do nothing. Nobody got hurt. No victim or nothing. You know what I mean? So, you know, if nobody's been hurt, no big deal. Property's been fucked up. Make them replace it. You know, plain and simple. Plain and simple, you know.
Oops. Well, my understanding is somehow from, like, say, from Africa, the ones they're getting from, well, from China to Africa, and I'm sure they're getting boated over here, going around towards Venezuela into the Panama Canal, and from there they're on their way to Central America.
Right.
So.
But it's like you're going in a circle then.
What's that?
Kind of like they're going in a circle.
Yeah, you can see that. Yeah, why not?
Okay. America's a buffet. Just keep walking. Nothing to see here. Keep moving.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, why not? This is so psychotic. How could people in the Congress and the Senate let this shit happen? How could Joe let it happen? Why did Joe start it? I mean, it comes down to it. He started this shit. Everything was fine till he showed the fuck up. And then I love his campaign. I see his little commercials. I see, you know, I need you, if you can just send a buck or $2, anything to help us out. You know, we need you to stand with us. What do you think when most people say a commercial is their response? What do you think they're saying, man?
You're right.
You know, yeah, I mean, in all reality, what, you know, what would be the point? I mean, because he just, man, dude, he's just, he's fucking outer space, man. You know, I I'm into the music scene, so I mean, it's always, you know, I refer to a song, and every time I see, you know, I see Biden or his boy, whichever one, you know, song pops in my head. You know, some people call me the space cowboy. You know. And, you know, Hunter calls me Gangster Love, you know. You know, I throw down an 8-ball to King with the promises of love, you know. So, you know, it's a sad world, man. It's how could it go to this? How could people – is there not that many smart motherfuckers in the world no more? Or in the United States of America? Because most of this shit is bullshit. It's hilarious. Why in the fuck would you let it get to this? Who in the fuck is running the ship, Captain? You know, that's my point. What the fuck? What's going on here? But nobody seems to, meh, whatever. Just, you know, no big fucking deal. It is in the news, it's a big deal. But in reality, nothing's being done. So you're only being fed bullshit to the media. So you don't know what the fuck reality is. You know what I mean? You're completely fucking confused. Because it is confusing. I mean, you look at this.
Just as they wanted.
That's what they want. Exactly. That's what they want. So, you know, it puzzles the fuck out. I mean, how could this shit be going on? Like this information from California, that was 4 months ago. It just finally fucking surfacing, you know? That don't make no fucking sense. Because like I said, I heard nothing. And I look at this shit every day, you know? It never said nothing for about California having problems with the immigrants at all. Nothing.
Well, they didn't have problems with the immigrants because they were all being shipped in stateside after they came through Texas, you know, and everything. And it was kind of half-assed controlled. Well,
yeah, but
wouldn't
you think California would be one of the places you'd want to go where the money is? Fuck. But I think they were directed the whole fucking trip. I think they booked their fucking flight when they's not even crossed the border yet. You know what I mean? I'm serious,
yeah.
Boy. I think this shit was planned, ready for them, further they're going to go. You know, Taco, you're going to Chicago. Burrito, you're going to New York. You don't get a choice. So, you know. Well, here pretty soon we'll be start seeing on the news they've been killing people and raping women and all kinds of shit, robbing this place, robbing these people, carjacked this motherfucker, killed this one. You know, you might be one that gets fucking done by one of them motherfuckers. You never know. You might be lucky.
Well, I can't wait to get out no-go zones.
Yeah. Well, you know, but then they want to take your guns away. You know, that's a fun thing. I mean, you barely fuck up all in your life. You can't have a gun, you know, according to them. But, you know, and it's not hard for somebody to get a gun. You know, and that cracks me up, too. What the fuck does it matter? If a motherfucker's, you know, you're trying to control him by selling them to him by background checks, that ain't going to work. Fuck, man.
Well, what is it? The last two mass shootings, the people bought their guns legally?
Yeah, that's right. No criminal history, nothing. Matter of fact, quite a few of them, I think.
Yeah.
Well, most mass shootings we have are kids anyway, young fuckers, you know, that want to be fucking, you know, the madman, you know.
Yep.
But, I don't know, man. It's amazing. But now, well, you know, like I said, what do we do as a fucking society? I mean, are we supposed to just let this go and happen? It's like it's a natural event, but it's not. It's been orchestrated. You know, I can't. That's what bothers the fuck out of me. I can't just say, well, fuck, whatever. But we generally do on most of the time on shit like this. We do say that, whatever. You know, under stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
CNN's just throwing out some shit now. Trump wins Nevada caucus. Trump's speech. Let's check this out for just a second. Let's see what Donnie
Trump wins Nevada caucus. He did that a couple weeks ago.
Nevada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a couple weeks ago.
He said
ago.
That right after he won. Before he won New Hampshire, he said he won Nevada.
I hate these jackfuckers on YouTube do that shit. It was on the 18th when this came out online. It says it's live. Fucking liars. Maybe I'm high.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Well, here we go. The people tell the fucking truth. Here we go. Here's some fun thing to listen to. entertain your mind to brainwash you into more fucked up bullshit.
The number of migrants arriving at the southern border is unprecedented. Last year,
unprecedented
border protection recorded 2.5 million instances of detaining or turning away people attempting to cross into the United States from Mexico. Fastest growing group among them, Chinese migrants. Yes, you heard that right, Chinese. We saw large groups, including many from the middle class, come through a 4-foot gap at the end of a border fence 60 miles east of San Diego. The illegal entryway is a new route for those hoping to live in America.
The story will continue in a moment.
Just after sunrise, we saw the first group of migrants make their way from Mexico through a gap between the 30-foot steel border fence and rocks, ducking under a bit of razor wire and into the United States. We were surprised to see the number of people coming through from China, nearly 7,000 miles away. Careful, watch. Our cameras, and at one point, this armed Border Patrol agent standing 25 feet away, did not deter them.
So, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
This man, a college graduate, told us he hoped to find work in Los Angeles. He said his trip from China took 40 days.
What countries did you go through?
Thailand, Morocco, Ecuador, Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua.
Sheesh.
30 minutes later, a smuggler's SUV raced along the border fence and dropped another group at the same spot. And 30 minutes after that, another group. Over 4 days, we witnessed nearly 600 migrants, adults and children, pass through this hole and onto U.S. soil unchecked. We saw people from India, Vietnam, and Afghanistan. Many of the Chinese migrants who came through will end up asking for political asylum.
Did you travel by yourself or with family or friends?
No, just me.
Just you.
Yeah.
The Gap is a global destination. Littered with travel documents from around the world. With the help of a translator, we learned a little about the Chinese migrants coming through.
Teaching? You were a teacher?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We also met a banker and small business owners. Some of the migrants made a grueling journey through Central America with dusty backpacks. But we noticed middle-class migrants from China arriving with rolling bags. They told us they took flights all the way to Mexico. Some flew from China to Ecuador because it doesn't require a visa for Chinese nationals, then took flights to Tijuana, Mexico. The migrants told us they connected with smugglers, or what they call snakeheads, in Tijuana. And they each paid them about $400 for the hour-long drive that ended here at the Gap.
Why did you decide to come to the United States?
Why did you decide to come to the United States? Why did you decide to come to the United States? Why did you
decide to
come to the United States? Oh, it's hard to live there. Hard to find jobs.
What did you do? Did you work in China?
I worked in a factory, but now it's hard to work in a factory.
Was this a trip expensive?
She said it was, and that she sold her house to cover the $14,000 cost of her trip to the U.S. Last year, U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported 37,000 Chinese citizens were apprehended crossing illegally from Mexico into the U.S. That's 50 times more than 2 years earlier. Many of the migrants told us they made the journey to escape China's increasingly repressive political climate and sluggish economy. This 37-year-old woman said China's COVID lockdown destroyed her childcare business. She left her two young children with family at home.
And why did you decide to come to the United States?
Many reasons.
For work or?
是为了工作呢，还是为了什么？嗯，不完全是为了工作。Not entirely.
Okay, what reasons?
是其他原因呢？
嗯，想说啥就说啥。可以啊。自由的。Freedom.
Freedom.
We wondered how all of these migrants knew about this particular entryway into California. The answer was in their hands.
How do we know about that? Oh, TikTok.
Oh, you learned on TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok is a social media platform created in China. The post we found has step-by-step instructions for hiring smugglers and detailed directions to that hole we visited. We were struck by just how orderly and routine it all seemed. The migrants walked about a half mile down a dirt road and waited in line for U.S. Border Patrol to arrive so they could surrender.
How much property do you have here?
The land they're waiting on is owned by 75-year-old Jerry Schuster, a retiree.
The whole world seems to know there's a way in, and it's on your property.
They're all doing this. When they come over here, they come with the suitcases. They come prepared with the computers just like they got off on a Norwegian cruise ship yesterday.
Schuster owns 17 acres just north of the border fence and a quarter mile outside of Yucumba Hot Springs, California. Population 540.
You're an immigrant yourself.
Yes.
Where did you come from?
I come from Yugoslavia, and I left Yugoslavia. I went to Austria. I stayed there 8 months, and I knock on this door. I didn't bust the door down to come over here.
You came through the front door?
I came through the front door.
And what do you think about this?
They don't care. They come through their hole like they come into their own country over here, and nobody do nothing about it.
Schuster says it all started in May. He went to investigate some smoke coming from his property and found migrants burning trees to stay warm. Today, his property looks like a messy moonscape, littered with the trash and tents migrants have left behind.
Have you ever just yelled, get out of here?
Well, they say, that was like 4 months ago. There was 8 guys start knocking my trees and start burning my trees on the other side. Uh-huh. So I told them, please don't do that. Please don't. They start surrounding me. I went home and I got my gun and I shoot in the air. They arrest me.
They arrested you?
Yeah, they arrested me.
On your property?
Yeah, on my property. Yeah, just because I asked them not to burn the trees, not to knock the fences. And they arrest me. They put me in a police car and just protecting my own land. Yeah.
Schuster wasn't charged, but his gun was confiscated.
If you had to guess, how many migrants do you think you've seen come through here?
Maybe 3,000 a week.
3,000 a week?
I would say that, yes, because this is an ongoing deal.
About 2 hours after these migrants arrived, we saw the Border Patrol pull up, broadcasting recorded instructions in Mandarin. The migrants were driven to a detention facility near San Diego, where they are given background checks. Some are interviewed. Typically, within 72 hours, they are released into the United States and can begin the process of filing an asylum claim. Jacqueline Ariano has volunteered on the border for 8 years, offering humanitarian aid to migrants.
So I'm a native Spanish speaker. I have been able to rely on being bilingual in doing this work for the duration that I have been doing it. And in this past year, I mean, there's been times that I've come to the sites and not spoken to a single Spanish speaker.
She relies on translation apps to communicate with Chinese migrants.
These people want to be picked up by Border Patrol. Why isn't this happening at a port of entry?
That would definitely be the ideal situation, and people would much prefer to do so. It would definitely be much safer and more efficient. Unfortunately, there are barriers to people being able to seek asylum at a port of entry.
One barrier is the phone app called CBP1. Asylum seekers are supposed to use the app to make an appointment to enter the U.S. through a legal border crossing. As we saw last spring in Juarez, Mexico, the system is glitchy.
Oh, yeah, and it gets stuck, right?
One opportunity at 9 o'clock, no more.
Volunteers who work with migrants told us there's still a 3 to 4 month wait to secure an appointment at a border crossing.
So is this a shortcut? It's really like the only one that they have. I don't even know that they would consider it a shortcut.
For years, millions of Chinese entered the U.S. with a visa that allowed them to visit, work, or study. But in the last few years, those visas have been increasingly difficult to secure as tensions between the two countries have grown. In 2016, the U.S. granted 2.2 million temporary visas to Chinese nationals. In 2022, it was just 160,000.
So a lot of these folks may have come on.
Tammy Lin is an immigration attorney and has worked with clients from China for nearly two decades.
If someone's not granted asylum here, will China then say, okay, yes, we'll take them back?
I haven't seen that happen, really. I think even back to 2008, a lot of the Chinese nationals that had failed asylum cases weren't able to get passports to be put on the plane to be sent back. So we can't send you back.
Based on our review of data from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, there are at least 36,000 Chinese who have been ordered by U.S. courts to leave the country. But China is notorious for not taking back its citizens, and the U.S. can't force China to accept them.
So then what happens if they have a failed claim but they can't go back to China?
That's a very good question. They're stuck in this limbo.
According to the Department of Justice, last year, 55% of Chinese migrants were granted asylum, compared to 14% for every other nationality. With the odds in their favor and a phone to guide them, there's little to discourage more Chinese migrants from coming through the gap near Jerry Schuster's place.
Have you said to anybody, hey, there's this giant hole, they're coming through, how about patching that up?
They know that thing is there. And we all been telling them, hey, when this thing gonna quit over here? You gotta call Washington, D.C., that's what they say.
So we did. U.S. Customs and Border Protection told us their agents don't have authority to stop people from coming through gaps like this one and can only arrest them after they've entered illegally. As for closing that gap, they said it is on their priority list, but would require money from Congress.
What do some migrants do after being released by Border Patrol?
They call an Uber and they're gone.
At 60MinutesOvertime.com.
Quick question for you. Do you know how much you actually weigh? Well, this might sound crazy, and it's actually a little disgusting, to be honest. And a lot of people have to deal with it every day. But according to thousands of positive Zupu reviews, it seems like a lot of men and women are carrying around pounds and pounds of extra, well, poop in their colons. So that's what I mean when I ask, do you know how much you actually weigh? So without all that extra backed up waste just sitting, rotting in your intestines, you might actually weigh 5, 10, even 20 pounds less than your scale's telling you right now.
Give Zupu a try for 1 week to clean out your bowels of all this extra rotten waste, and you'll find out how much you really weigh.
Not to mention, you're going to feel so much lighter, leaner, and more energetic when the cleanse is over. You'll feel great when it's done. Having this much poop inside of you can be really detrimental to your health. This toxic load is just sitting inside you all day long.
All right. Sorry about that. Had a little technical difficulty to deal with for this second. Yeah. All right. So there kind of answers the question a little bit where this all comes from, doesn't it? Fucking phone apps. TikTok. So,
yeah,
kind of answers
somebody's
the question.
Somebody's got to be putting that information up there.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying, but there's the promoter. You know what I mean? There's the promoter. TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came to American Life School, man. Fuck everything free. Fuck shit. You know, come on.
And TikTok's run by the CCP, too.
Exactly. Fucking right it is. Yeah. I don't know if that was a plan to work for them. Well, it's working out great. You want to get soldiers in a fucking in a battle zone in your enemy? Fuck. Use TikTok.
Really,
fuck it. Why do you need anything conventional? Shit. People are stupid. American dumb. Dumb motherfucker. You know, no think. You know, I mean, that seems to be the fucking way it is. But there again, you got to go back. This wasn't happening during Trump. You know, I'm not promoting Trump, but I'm just saying, you know, I should. I kind of do. I mean, I just, you know, there's nobody else out there. What the fuck? I mean, he's not the greatest in the world either. But he's better than what we got. That's for goddamn sure. Way far better. He could fuck up. I'd never notice it. You know, and getting like on them goddamn files down in Mar-a-Lago. Here he is. He gets busted, has to go to court and jail and fucking bail and bullshit. And here's Biden, got him right out, right in a fucking wide open in his garage by his car bed. Ain't locked in shit. Sitting right out in a wide fucking open.
Now, well, his staff set him up, though. His staff's the one that set him up on that.
Biden?
He didn't know. Yeah, he didn't know that they were in his garage. Some of his staff people just took some of those records and thought they put it in there for him.
That motherfucker don't know where the bathroom's at.
Well,
you mean,
you know what? That's the lamest fucking excuse. Blame someone else.
They're good at that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, fuck the other guy. Here's a dumb fucker to take the fall for me. That's it, you know. And that's the sad fucking truth about the criminal cock eaters.
I mean, you talk to them now and ask them why the border's so bad, and they say it's because of fucking Trump.
Yeah, and they did it. Yeah, Biden, as soon as he got in office, signed that order, open that fucking gate wide, motherfuckers. So what do you expect them to do? Of course they're going to open the fucking, he's chief commander, he's the boss. It's an executive order to open the fucking border. Do absolutely everything backwards Trump built for on. You know? So, you know.
Well, I like what you talked about the visas. How many were sent through the years, like from 21, 22, and 20, when the numbers were total when Trump was in office, you know, he had 160,000 sent visas from,
Right. Yeah,
that was
right. but you see this CNN thing, that dude, 3,000 motherfuckers a week through his shit.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking people, man.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, and how long has this shit been going on for 3 fucking years?
And then he gets arrested for trying to shove him off his property.
Yeah, but she
he's got a gun. Yep.
Well,
he can't own a gun.
When they said the border came by with a loudspeaker and started speaking Mandarin, what were they saying?
I have no idea. I don't speak Mandarin.
I know. I hear you. But I mean, what were they telling those people? Get over here, stupid, or something like that?
It could be, or more like, hey, motherfucker, come over here.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. You dumb fucker, stay away from that man. He's from Yugoslavia. Get away from him. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he was saying, man. I have no idea.
I know. I hear you.
Yeah, but I mean, just hey. But it's a funny thing, man. We, you know, we're in a financial almost, well, China, so it's China. It's financial and having issues. It's money. You know, it's game. Well, you know, American people are stopping buying shit. I hope so. Maybe they, I mean, the economy here is going into shit all quick. This is the final swirl of the fucking, the flush right now coming on. By April, I'm saying by the end of fucking April, shit's going to be fucking ugly in this country as far as price-wise goes. Shit's going to be so goddamn expensive you won't be able to see straight. Matter of fact, I took a friend of mine to the store yesterday, and they went Dollar General, and I went there, and I asked what the cheapest pack of circus was for somebody else I was buying for.
Anyway, they were fucking like $285, $290, something like that, $3. Anyway, so, but I looked over at like, you know, name brand cigarettes like Camels, $808.
Yeah.
And I looked at the dude, I said, sir, can I ask you a question? Is that the right price in that pack of cigarettes, $8.08 fucking cents? And he goes, yeah, plus tax. I said, so other words, it's about $10 a pack, right? Yep, it is. I said,
oh,
holy
fuck, it's nothing.
Fucking Jesus. Holy fucking
I know. I heard this gal buying a pack of a carton of cigarettes, and she's paying $130. And I was like, oh, my God. But then I forgot it's $10, $10 to $12 a pack here.
Well, our buddy Mike from New York sent me a fucking a picture of a receipt for $175 for a carton of Marlboros one time. That was about 8 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. See what I mean? Well, it's you know, it's going to get ugly. And then the Big Mac in California is going to hit 25. Well, you're going up $25 an hour on your wage. I know that in April, I believe. But the Big Mac, wait, so the Big Mac in California costs you about $22, $23 for a fucking Big Mac in California.
It's there. It's $11.99 for the a value meal.
That's about average, though. $11.99, that's about average. At the moment. I'm not talking now. I'm talking later. I'm talking
right. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
then we'll be
when
higher.
It goes up, your minimum wage goes up to $25 an hour. You can't survive that in this economic world right now. You could not survive it. You couldn't run a fucking business. How could you do it? If you have four employees, that's $100 an hour to operate that motherfucker. So it has to make $115 for you to make any profit. And then we're not talking about overhead either, you know. So, wow. So you have to make right roughly to break even right at about $300, $400 a fucking hour. And I'm not saying it can't be done. It can't. But, man, it's cutting into you hard. It's cutting into you hard. Because most of them motherfuckers, you figure most restaurants has about at least, like fast food restaurants, I think there's at least about six people in them fuckers running them at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, roughly.
So, five, six. So, you know, fuck, man. That's just fucking.
And then get this. If you order a pizza from Pizza Hut, they charge you a service fee. A fucking service fee for making your pizza. Not tax, not delivery, a service fee. Even if you walk in. And that can range. I try to figure out the percentage on that, how they're getting that. And I still can't get the numbers right. But
so
if I go to like
saying, they sell you the product ingredients, then they charge you money to put it together.
Yes.
As they advertise for sale.
Because of something to do with the California system right now, where I wish I could explain it to you. I got to take a picture of this one.
So you're saying $11 a month to get rid of the commercials on fucking YouTube?
Yeah, pay it.
You pay it?
It's worth it. Yeah, because we watch
YouTube
a lot.
I'm about ready to submit too, man. Fuck.
Really, it's worth it. I mean, if you watch it, like we watch it all the time, so.
Right. Because
you know damn well you get 5 minutes of a show or whatever you're watching and you got to
skip ahead. Fucking bullshit break. I know it's been driving me out of my mind because before, they just started that shit about 6 months back. You know, they just started doing this. Before, I had ad blockers up and never got nothing. You know what I mean? I had an APB ad blocker up. Used to block the fuck out. Now it tells you, you have an ad blocker. Fuck you. You ain't seeing shit, bitch. I'm like, damn, man. Fuck, that's harsh.
Yeah. It gets monotonous, especially on a long video. They'll go for a while, and then they'll get a commercial break. And then they'll start doing the commercials. Bam, 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 bam.
Well, that's why I go to the internet anyway, because I hate watching TV because I can't stand commercials.
Right.
So I guess I meant to give it to fucking YouTube. Fuck. But fuck it. Why not? They're going to get that money one way or the other. That's what they're saying. You know what I mean? We're going to get that money one way or the other. You got to pay to watch this. So
there's certain channels we have where we know if we want to watch a TV show, we can go to it and they'll be on there for free, no commercials or anything. So
because we
haven't had a TV, I swear, for 10 years.
Fuck, I ain't watched TV in 30 years. I mean, I've glazed at them, you know, just never sit down and watched it anymore. I just don't, you know.
When I watch it, I see somebody have it, or I'm at it somewhere, you know, TV's on, and I'll watch it, and then it just, I just about wanted to cringe because of the commercials, how they are.
You know, I used to talk back at them commercials. I got bad at it, man. I did. I get all fucked up, drunk, intoxicated, you know. The fucking lawyers would come on there, you know. Have you been hurt in an accident? And I'm like, no, but you're going to be motherfucker.
I think I might want to.
You're going to be in a fucking accident, you silly fucking prick. Ambulance chasing greedy cocksuckers. God, I am. Then when you meet him in person, that's when it really gets fucking ironically hilarious. In fact, this one called Tad Morlon. Tad Morin. Moron. I met that motherfucker. This guy was a fucking card to have, man. He's straight up fucking retarded. It was funny. But he's making money, right? TV advertising, man, where it's at.
Well, we had this one guy called Larry H. Parker, and come to find out, some buddies of mine partied with the guy, and they said, this guy is heavy in the blow. I mean, he's hitting them up for to get blow, you know, and they got to know the guy. And I was like, no way. He goes, yeah, got a hard, cold coke at it. But he makes money.
Well, that's California, though. Fuck, Dave.
Yeah,
that doesn't
exactly
shock me. Blow in California is like fucking, you know, jelly and butter. It's on every fucking table, you know?
Well, what's this, like, this big craze in the fentanyl? When did it really come on?
I don't know. I mean, that's why I don't fucking know dope anymore. That's one reason. Anything powdery,
I don't know
what the fuck is anymore.
People's been on it for like 5-10 years, and I'm like, I never heard of it until couple of years.
I know two people in my life that died from it. You know, they weren't on it for that long. You know, they're dead motherfuckers now. They have two young girls, man. Fucking sad. Well, three of them, actually. But, you know, like that fucking buzz, man.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One woke up in a motel room with a rig in her arm. Next one got woke up and her boyfriend didn't get woke up. Well, was found. Well, I call it woke up. In the floorboard of her boyfriend's car. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah, why not, huh?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Very fucked up. One was found under a bridge. That was the third one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Sad. Sad. Nice looking chicks, too, man. Just fucking, you know, chasing that buzz. You know, some people get so brainwashed into it. You know, I knew they used to eat pills and drink beer and whiskey and wine and all that shit, you know. Same old crazy retarded shit. But I didn't know they were smoking with that bullshit, you know what I mean? I know it's that deep into it. And what gets me is that one chick was in her boyfriend's car and he's in the car with her. Why didn't he take her to the fucking hospital? Get her hit with some Narcan. Might have saved her life, you know. But no. She's dead and fuck too late. Fucking shame. I think she's like 32 years old. No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fine looking, broad. Fine looking. But, yeah.
Well, I watched this documentary. Well, this guy was doing a documentary in New Mexico, and he was going to this town that was called, you know the name of that town? All these people that are on fentanyl hanging out in the corners and stuff. You wanted to go in the worst part of Albuquerque today. You heard of, gosh, I wish I could have known. These two guys were taking them around that living area, and they're showing them all the bad stuff and all the people that are all whacked out on fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't heroin, it was fentanyl that they all whacked
out. Right.
Not meth or anything, or it was fentanyl. Right. We were just all cringed over on the side and just babbling.
Right. It's a zombie drug, but it'll kill you. You know. What are you unwrapping, man?
My Whataburger triple hamburger with cheese.
All right, Whataburger triple, fucking right.
All right.
You everything else on that bad motherfucker?
Hell yeah, all the way.
All right, fucking sweet, excellent. I ain't been to Whataburger in a while. We got one last year in Ozark, Missouri. It's a long drive too, I think.
Hell, this was just right on the corner here. I just got back from Hooters, you know, tits and ass.
It's Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah.
Kitty Tuesday, Kitty Tuesday.
Kitty Tuesday. Hey, was Joseph Gibson with you? He just came out the same
day. No.
Joseph going to hang out with Gunslinger, God damn it. Titties and a burger.
Did Joseph show up?
All right.
He's in the chat room.
All right. Hey. Now call in like Ron, right now, motherfucker. You got 17 minutes. What?
Ron.
Yes, sir.
Ron.
Yeah.
You said that you got a judge put in jail at one time over that old lady's pension and bullshit, didn't you?
No. No, it was the county manager.
Oh, the county.
Right. The judge should have went with her. Oh, yeah, it should have been, but that didn't work out that way. But she went to jail. But they ran out together.
And why didn't the judge go with her?
I don't know. I have no idea. I had no idea.
Immunity?
No, I don't think it was immunity. I think it was misdirected or something, shit like that. It's claimed on some technical problem, you know. But it's not.
Yeah.
It was never clarified, you know, to be the right reason. But that apparently it was on part of what happened with the county manager, because the he appointed the county manager as the, you know, estate manager, you know, of the woman.
Right.
Her caretaker, whatever, you know. And that gave her control of her money and her property and everything she owns and herself, you know. So that's what, yeah, what brought that up with you?
Well, this afternoon on Joe's show, we got to arguing about immunity and people going to jail and stuff like that. Cause I told, I said that when Trump gets all done with his stuff with that New York bullshit and wins his appeal, if he wins his appeal, I said that Trump should sue Letitia James, the judge in the state of New York.
Well, he can't sue him because, prosecutors and judges do have immunity to civil action. In other words, you can't sue him, okay? But you can sue the state, and that's probably what will happen.
Can't you sue them personally?
No, you cannot. You can't sue them personally, no. Now, you can criminally charge them something. If they did something criminally wrong, they can be charged with that. They have no immunity over that at all, just civil action. If they broke the law and did something against the law, they could go to jail, just like anybody else. Sue them. Now, when they're not a judge no more, then you can sue the living fuck out of them. But while they're a judge, can't do nothing to them, or anything pertaining to the time they was a judge. So it could have happened, whatever you're trying to claim, and it was a judge. The way they're not a judge, try to sue them, it'll never work, because it was a judge at the time it happened. Make any sense?
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean, though? You can't sue a judge, Gunslinger.
Should be able to. They're not above the law.
Well, that would be nice, but you wouldn't have any fucking judges. That you're busy in being litigants in a goddamn civil case because every motherfucker they fucked with is going to be suing them. You know what I mean?
That's right. Because they're fucking with everybody.
Of course they are. They got that immunity to do that. But they got a line. They can't cross that line. A lot of them do. Trust me, a lot of them, that motherfucker did, the one I dealt with, you know.
Well, yeah.
So, that motherfucker went right across that line. Why nothing was done, but they were saying technical error, but they're not saying what it was, though. That's what really got me pissed off. So this is a big-time cover-up somewhere. No doubt about it. You know, I said no way to prove it, you know. So, I mean, pretty well obvious. I mean, well, fuck. He, appointed her as, caretaker over this lady. So the judge is the one who made the decision to do that. Why did you do that decision? Well, there's no reason there to it. There's not even a reason why it happened. You know what I mean? You see?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have a cause to have a fact. And it just ain't there. It's fucked up.
Didn't she also already have a caretaker at the time?
Yes, she did. Right. She did. She sure did. Yep, she sure did. Trustee. Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. And then they just
scooped it up.
Yep.
Yep, just came and took it. Just like that. We don't live. We do. Man. I feel sorry for fuckers that believe that we have a fucking... a legitimate fucking political system, you know. They're so fucking wrong.
And that means that these judges are nothing but jackbooted, black-robed dictators.
Well, they're actually bankers. They're actually bankers.
Well,
Something else you can look up is kind of funny. Take a look at the Constitution. It states that a lawyer cannot be a judge.
No.
But they're out.
But they are.
Mm-hmm. I ain't buying it.
I ain't buying what, Yoko? That a lawyer can't be a judge?
Yeah.
I know. That's what they say.
I know that's what they say. I know that.
Mm-hmm. It's in the Constitution, they say.
So, Joseph.
Hang on. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
With today's argument and discussion in mind, I stand corrected, okay, with what I said
that
Ron had put a judge in jail.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. No problem. It's all good.
Yeah, but it can be done. That's the thing. It can be done.
Well, yeah, it can be. Yeah. Very difficult.
But not always, but it just depends. You know, how far they went on the line.
They got to violate their oath of office first, Ron.
No, they don't. They did that when they did the crime. They did that right off the bat. That's not part of the job description is break the fucking law. Remember the Cash for Kids? Remember that fucking little gig?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there, let's use that as an example. You know, but no, I know a lot of judges that went to fucking jail. Sitting in jail today, judges sitting that motherfucker. They're dirty, man. Dude, people
No, but Ron, once they violate their oath of office, then you can get them off the bench.
Well, yeah, right, you can. But I'm saying to you, bro, usually they snatch them right then and there. They lock them up. Then they lost their shit right then and there. That oath of office, everything, it's instantly gone. You know what I mean? They instantly violated it. Which ain't nothing new. They do it all the time. They do it every fucking day, practically.
They do it all the time, shit.
Yeah. I mean, there's shit they do, they don't even know they're doing wrong. That's the sad part about it.
Oh, I know. You got that right.
So, you know, yeah.
Bastards they are.
I mean, I've studied the legal system very deep and long in my life to watch how it plays. It's a game. You just got to know how to play it. You know, and every, you know, I mean, if I ever go to jail for any fuckeries, I'm straight up going to claim fucking I'm a political prisoner. I'm a political prisoner.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is my word.
He'll keep you there, too.
Sure. Yeah. Because I'm worth money. I'm like a kid in school. I'm worth money. Headcount makes it worth the money. If there wasn't something in it for these fuckers, they would not keep you in jail. I'm telling you. No, man. There's got to be something in it for them. And there is.
Well, the one in New York should go to jail.
Money.
With Trump?
Money
with Trump?
They
won't.
Yeah.
Oh, give a fuck
well,
about
you. You never know. If they violate his constitutional rights, he has the right to fucking sue the state. See, the state's the one that's going to suffer the people. It doesn't matter who does the bad, dirty work. Then the state's still got to pay the price. So, they lose nothing. There's nothing for them to lose. You know, that's what people fail to realize, man. These motherfuckers will do whatever they want to do because when you go to get them, you're going to go to fuck yourself. That's what you're doing. When you take a fucking judge to court or a city official or a city worker or something to do with the city or state you live in, you take them to federal fucking court and everything, you go and sue them. You ain't suing them individually. You're suing the fucking state. And where does the money come from for the state? The people.
The people.
So, and you are
the
people.
You sue them in your individual and official capacity.
Yeah, well, maybe true, but it doesn't matter. You're still fucking us. You're fucking yourself. Doesn't matter. You're still suing the state. The state can't file bankruptcy on shit. They can't. Individual, you can sue me for all the money you fucking want. I try and file checks on bankruptcy and fuck you. I still fucking win. But the point I'm saying, Joseph, is when you sue them, you are suing the people of the state, the taxpayer. That's where the money comes from.
The state is insolvent.
What?
The state is insolvent.
Maybe, but that doesn't matter. That money that they're giving you out of the lawsuit that you won is from the people.
From the people,
taxpayers' money.
Money.
It ain't coming from them, nobody personally. Who do you think funds the state? The people.
The money.
The people. Right. So when you see the
state, they
get the money, they get it, they're getting from the people.
Yep,
that's
they
what
don't
I'm
care.
Telling you, man. Look, think about it. Yeah, there ain't no winning. You are the people. You are suing your own fucking state for money because they fuck you and not even realize it. It's money you paid into the system.
Yep.
So you should be able to deduct it.
And money you're never making anyway.
It's sad, but it's true.
It is, man. It's a fact. It's a goddamn fact. It's a fucking repetition fucking machine, man. It don't matter. It don't. You go to sue these fuckers, you might say, fuck, I'm suing myself.
Yeah. Basically,
yeah.
So they're a corporation and you're a corporation. So there you go.
It don't fucking matter. Well, it's crazy. I know. Like I said, I had to figure out because it confused me in the beginning when I started doing the research and all this shit years ago. Man, once I fucking started catching on, I'm like, oh my God.
Take you in circles.
It'll blow your fucking mind. Yeah, absolutely. It's a rotator from hell, man. But it don't matter.
Yeah, right.
Nobody wins in the end.
Right. Nobody wins. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Nobody
wins. Yep.
You can get as mad as you want.
Well, you would win because you'd get a whole bunch of other people's money besides your own.
Yeah, but then the IRS comes and takes.
It still comes back. Right. Yeah, the IRS comes and claims their income. Anything put to your hands is income instantaneously. Bring on your digital currency. God damn it, I can't fucking wait. Like I said, was posted, old Dan Gurman, I posted on Facebook. You know, how good your digital currency going to be when the fucking power goes out? You know? So there you go. That's the gospel. How good is it going to be? Fucking worthless. I don't know. But, you know...
The game is rigged, folks. It's rigged.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah,
like
buddy.
George Carlin said, the game is
rigged. It's
rigged.
Yeah. Yep. Get ready to get that big red, white, and blue dick shoved up your ass.
Yep.
That's right.
And while you're yelling, free, we're free.
Yeah. Yeah, you're free. You're fucking free. But that's a sad thing, man. People actually believe that. They do. I used to. I ain't denying it. I did. Yeah, fuck, I'm free. I'm an American. I'm the American red, white, and blue motherfucker.
That's
I used
right.
to be in my chest like a fucking gorilla. But, wow, when you catch on, you know, this. I thought this was a fucking joke when I was in college. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, hey, Ronnie, man, dude, look here. Don't let them fucking people fuck you out of money, man. You need to take that fucking ticket to fucking court, man, take it to trial. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Man, fuck, do that, man. Just like $25, dude. I just go on five over, fucking $25, and they leave me the fuck alone, yada, 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 you know. No, man, take it to trial. You can do it. I'm telling you, man. You know, call the box up to the fucking stand. Call the box up there. Say,
you get hit with court costs.
you have the right to face your accuser, and that's that fucking MPH box. You know, call a radar gun. Bring that fucker on the stand. Let it testify. It can't, so it ain't worth a fuck. It a funny thing. It worked. It was a mind blower. It was a wow. So that's what got my interest in law. That did. And it was not anything I ever wanted to do in my life or was a plan to do it. No, it wasn't. But it happened, you know. I still got what I wanted, but I didn't become a lawyer or nothing. I was just amazed by it. You know, my function in life is to figure things out. Take it apart, put it back together. What makes it? How does it exist? How did it get here? How did it become what it is? You know what I mean? That's me. So, you know, I had to figure it out. You know, how did it go? I didn't get taught this in fucking school. No, don't be taught me nothing about it. You know, but when it comes down to the fact of thinking of money, I went over 5 miles and I have to pay money. Fuck, that don't make no sense. Why do I got to give you money? What is it? What's the punishment? You know, because you got $25 out of me? And it's supposed to correct me, you know, 90 seconds calling out, you're fucked. Anyway, you here. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm on drugs. but the fucked up part about it is it's a way to make money. Look at cities. They own the water. They own the sewer. They got you coming and going, right? They got you for the water. They got you for the shit pipe. So whatever comes out of that faucet, you're pouring water down into something. You know, you're still going to get charged for fucking waste, even though you're filling a 5,000-gallon tanker outside and taking off somewhere else. You know what I mean? You're still paying for sewage for that 5,000
yeah.
gallons. You know what I mean? So why not? Towns want to control that water game. Fuck yeah, man. They want
full
control of their water departments. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of money in pumping water, man. It don't cost much to pump it up in the fucking a water tower. Don't take much at all. But fuck, the money it can make us, the profit margin, Jesus Christ. Costs us 1/10 of a cent to make 1 gallon of water. That's just figuratively speaking. You know what I mean?
Ain't that something, huh?
Yeah, ain't you probably get about 10 gallons per penny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't so that's
rich.
Just digging. Yeah. So, but you're charging the fucking customers, you know, about fucking 5 cents a gallon.
It's a circle, yeah. It's one big miracle
yeah.
round.
Right.
Well, you know, just like I've always said, water and electricity
mm-hmm.
should be free.
Mm-hmm.
They're naturally occurring phenomenons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Water
yeah.
natural. Electricity is natural.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Be free for everybody.
Yeah, but then if you live, then if you live in a place like Washington State and Oregon State, to capture the rainwater that's coming off of your roof,
yeah,
you know, to do with whatever you want, you're going to get fined for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lucid Libertarian decided to stop into the chat room. Missed the phone.
Oh,
call. Yeah. We're in overtime.
Missed
now,
all the shows tonight, man. Missed all the shows
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah. I see they went 505 last night. Did you guys lose BTR last night?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They were down
so I had
last
your
night.
It was.
right.
Yeah, it sure was. It got cleaned up today, I guess. Like at 12 o'clock, everything was good.
Right.
You guys better enjoy doing your shows while you can.
Why you say that?
If you haven't heard already.
I heard
the word. Is that right?
Well, George Soros just paid off $400 million in debt to the overall network that owns iHeartRadio, and iHeartRadio owns Blog Talk Radio. So, Soros is in control now.
I know. Are you serious? Because that means he's going to shut us down, you know.
Say what?
He's going to shut us down then, if that's true.
Yeah?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We will
well,
be
he's
shut
gonna,
down.
He's gonna shut down all the conservative shows.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. My show will be shut down. All those shows. Ron, maybe you know.
Oh
so
no,
you have
not
to put
mine.
Spirit. You gotta call your show spiritually or cultural.
I can convert.
He got to convert.
Title.
He got to assimilate.
That's right.
Trump, we'll call it. We'll
become
an
adapt.
Our show.
I praise pallets of bricks. Tonight on Crazy Nation Radio, we're going to talk about pallets of bricks. And any type of time you're having a ride or we were up sunset and you're some type of group like the LBGKQJY12812 and the Black Lives Matter format, you need to get a pile of bricks. At Bricks or Us, we supply. You order, we'll get a pile of bricks to you to any bit you need to throw bricks. So give us a call now, 1-800-BRICKS.com. You know, so, I mean, God. What in the fuck with eight? So I thought he's supposed to retire and his son's supposed to take the fuck over. What happened to that?
What?
What in?
I thought somebody would have done killed that son of a bitch by now. George Soros knocked that bastard off.
Nobody's going to get him yet.
He's an evil son of a bitch.
The one that we got to worry about is Larry Fink of BlackRock. He's the one.
Okafor.
Yeah, we can say that. Well, the way shit's getting now.
Vices are just absolutely crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, man. I go to the grocery store, one bag of nothing, man. $38. I mean, I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. Otherwise, you bought a fucking bag.
Oh, shit.
You have to pay a fee for that bag?
I'm just sick of it, man, for real.
You get to pay a fee for that bag?
You know, it's a $100 bill every time I open my front door.
Oh, yeah. Every time I leave my house, $100. You know, every time I leave
ridiculous.
My house, I guarantee it's going to cost me a $100 bill. You know what I mean? Oh, God.
Well, the good news, it was almost 80 degrees here today.
Yeah, it
spring.
Was a warm one. It's supposed to hit 75
spring.
Tomorrow here. Yeah, you
yep.
guys should
be
getting back tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
First time.
Damn.
First time they had to turn my fan on. Damn.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think I lit my last fire tonight. I ain't going to get wood burned no more. Well, we're at 51.4 right now, so temperature in the house is 73 degrees.
Oh, God, it's hot.
Yeah, it is.
Screw that. I got to be at 65, man.
But I'm not in the house. I'm in the studio. I can just see from the computer. Tell me what temperature is at the house. In my office in the house, it's 69.4.
Now, when I'm in the shower or something, that's different. You know,
yeah.
That bathroom's got to be up 75, 76.
Oh, God. But my mom used to like to have it at 80 degrees in the house. Mom always liked it hot.
Oh, no, I couldn't take that.
Check another dog on, son. Mom was thin-skinned, man. Yeah. Crazy. Crazy shit.
Well, I must be thin-skinned, too, because I can't stand the cold either. Never can. Never could.
I'm not a big fan of it. I'm not really against it either. You know, only problem is it's hard to get around in the winter. You know, when the cold comes, man, your bones get achy and shit.
Hell yeah. That's why.
Yeah. It drives me nuts, man.
You can have that.
I'm a fucked up mind, you know?
Well, we're having a heat wave up here.
Are you?
We got into the
40s. Zero. Oh, you're above zero. All right.
Yeah, we got into the 40s.
Right.
And that's a little too hot. That's a little too hot for me this time of year.
Yeah, right? 40s, that's a heat wave, man. Shit.
All right.
For the Alaskans, hell yeah.
It's all that global warming from El Nino.
Oh, yeah. The hairspray, the cow farts.
It's all them cows farting. I told you. I told you about them cows farting.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, global plus warming.
Last 3 days here.
Aquanet
and rain
fucking cow farts.
Remember plug their asses.
El Nino.
Yeah, I like La Ninas rather than La Non. Yeah, El Nino. You know what? You know that thing.
What thing?
Huh?
You know the thing.
We're supposed to know what a thing is.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm looking at something else.
Hey, that's national news. You know that thing. Everybody knows about it. Yeah, you know that thing.
A thing.
Boyd. I'm fucking high on
marijuana.
Come on,
man.
What are you talking about? I lost it. You slow down.
Never mind
God,
that. Damn,
that triple burger was good. When I sit down
That's
and
right.
Spit that thing out, it's going to be a big old fucking pile. I'm going to fill the toilet up like a fucking ice cream sundae. The funny thing a human animal does. Taking a shit. There ain't nothing better than taking a good shit. Ain't, you know what I'm saying? God damn. I love good, healthy country shit.
Ron needs psychological help. Any volunteers out there?
just a little
bit. I don't
want to
lose my license.
I'm not retarded. I'm just misunderstood.
Yeah.
Shit. I didn't plan on doing a show tonight. It just popped in my brain. I said to my computer, let's do a show. So I start popping.
Yeah,
I got a
notification
well,
on my phone
Tuesday,
for the show.
Tuesday night's usually a pretty open night.
Well, yeah, I'm not allowed to come on when the other kids come on, shit like that, you know.
Well, Jay Clark's on.
It's Titty
Tuesday. I thought he was getting out of the game. What the fuck's he doing on?
Oh, is he?
That's
Who?
What he said, Jay Clark.
Okay.
He's leaving Blow Talk Radio.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, no, he's not. What I saw, he wasn't getting out of the game. He was just getting off of BTR.
Right, yeah, right. Well, I don't know. If Soros is taking this motherfucker, I might be fucking sorriest.
You know, get the fuck out. But
yeah.
I got, you know, I can always go back to Mixer. I don't give a fuck. George Soros could kiss my ass. Fuck him. Yeah, fucking commercial. Television ain't worth watching no more. I said that about 20 years ago. Damn, that felt good, didn't it?
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that one. It felt good for me.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Now I want to go to Whataburger. They're open 24 hours a fucking day.
Yep, 24 hours. Drive-thru, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They still have places like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Rising, yeah, right down the street here. Yeah. Whataburger.
The invaders haven't taken them over yet.
COVID shut them all down here.
Hmm.
What, all the Whataburger restaurants, shit?
I don't have any. I don't know about that. I'm just saying a lot of places that where they get 24 hours. The only thing we have is Jack in the Box.
Oh, Jack in the Box. You know, that never... I always had different thoughts of that instead of the childhood toy. You know, you know that thing?
Yeah.
Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Mine was a total different. I had two different parts of double entendre. You know, Jack in the Box.
Yeah. The little thing you crank, the handle one you crank on the side.
Yeah, right. That's the cranks. Yep. Then it pops out. What does it? What does it tell you? It's a sexual thing, you know. It's
I guess it does
function.
Pop out.
It does. You know? Just don't tell her it's coming. You know, it's gonna pop out any second. But she has no idea. You know. She's like a double barrel going off the air.
Well, I did my civic duty today. I went down and voted.
Oh, Jesus. Did you help a lady across the street? What the fuck?
Yeah. Ain't that crazy? Mm. Man, I gave them hell, too, down there. At the great city hall down here, man. You know, remember what I said last time? That little cocksucking judge didn't put my ballot in the machine. You know, last time when I voted on this, what was it, a school something, something about the school, because I'm part of the school here. Even though I'm in the county, not the city, I still have, can vote because it's a school district or whatever. But this was the primary. I said, you see this ballot? Anybody takes this out of my fucking hands, I'm going to arrest you right here because that's a federal offense. This ballot is going in that machine, period. Anybody that tampers with it is going to jail. Man, I've laid the law down to them, son of a bitches. Oh, they hated me. They hate me. Ooh, they hate me. Even one of the little, the ladies that were behind the deal said, that judge shouldn't have done that. That ballot goes in that machine over there. That's a federal, that's a election tampering. Sorry, bastards. See how sorry these motherfuckers are? Even on a county level, how sorry these cocksuckers are. That's bad. So that tells you how fucked up the whole system is. From the top to the bottom and from the bottom to the top.
I didn't tell you all about the fun thing I'm thinking about doing, have I? I got this plan.
What?
I got this plan, right? I'm an ex. Well, I don't want to say I'm an ex, but I used to be a fireman, right? Well, anyway, I'm thinking about taking the fire department to court and suing them for a bunch of money. Not because I was a fireman. Not because of that. I want to sue them for breach of contract. Okay? And here's why.
You haven't done that yet?
I pay taxes every year for fire protection from that fire department, right? And there is no fire department down there.
Nope.
So who am I giving money to? And why am I giving them money? They ain't doing nothing.
Ain't doing shit.
I have no fire protection from them, so I'm giving money. So they have breached the contract. You know, I understand I don't have to pay that because I live in that district, okay? But if the district ain't don't exist and I'm paying for it, it's bullshit. You know, it'd be like you're paying school taxes if there ain't no fucking school there. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's what I'm saying, breach contract. There ain't been no fire protection. I had it for fucking 8 years. So
damn.
I'm thinking about doing it. I'm thinking of taking the fucking court and suing them. Just for the fun of it. Just for the fun of it. Not that I won't care if I care if I get a fucking thing out of it. And if I do, I'll give it to somebody that needs it. But, I mean, you know, the point being, just to do it, to do it. Just to piss them off.
Yeah, just to piss them off. You know.
Yeah, just to piss them off.
That's just, you know, hell, that's just like when I hung that mayor in effigy.
Now, come you on know. Now.
Just piss them off. Just to
come
piss
on
them
now.
Off.
Come on now, Ron. Yeah. I know why you're going to do it, and you're doing it because you want to send them to fucking jail.
Maybe. That's cool, too, but I know what I can do. That's the fun part. I know what I can do. So that makes it
right.
Do it. You know what I mean? So I done got a solution. Now it's time to act. I mean, I won't have to worry about losing because I know better. I know what I need to do, you know.
Now, you never got any response out of, didn't you report them to the state?
Yes, I did. But the state wanted me to file a petition, wanting to go around and get signatures from fucking, you know, registered voters. Well, I decided against that. You know, the state should be doing their fucking job anyway. They should be doing a fucking audit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I had to petition to make that happen. Now, that's not saying that might not happen. There is a good possibility I might just do that. You know what I mean? The next election day, next time polling comes, you know, the election comes, set a tent up out in the parking lot and ask people they want to sign a petition. You know, you want to sign a petition to have these fuckers checked out? Because they've been stealing money from us for a long, long time now, you know?
You should.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't do something about it, they'll just keep on stealing and stealing and stealing.
Oh, yeah,
stealing.
It'll never stop. Right. Well, that one crazy psycho bitch that was on the board, she was a president. Now she's the treasurer.
Oh, shit.
She can't let go of the grip of them credit cards and that checkbook, man. Mm-mm. And the gas station was here in the little gas station convenience store we had. It closed up. So they can't get no free gas there. So they're going uptown somewhere else, and they have a charge account for the fire department. And they're taking their own personal cars and using it, getting gas out of it, saying they're taking trips for the fire department. They're not. They're using it for their fucking self. Free fucking gasoline.
Free gas. Yeah.
What better fucking way to live? So, I just have a funny feeling just to do something. About working on
I'd figure out some way to fuck them up. Anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I know what I can do.
Fuck them up any way you can. Like I said, with the hanging of the mayor, I made that cocksucker that year lose that election. He lost the election. It was because of me. Yay me, fucker.
Right.
Crooked cocksucker. Ay, 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 it's crazy.
You know what? I got a better idea. That's where everybody can benefit. Class action lawsuit against them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Because, well, we got to talk about the fucking state in an audit. You know what I mean?
Now let me ask another question on that though.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now. You don't have no fire protection from that district that you're in.
Right.
Now, isn't the county picking up that slack?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they are.
But are you paying the county?
No, the fire department district has to.
Are you sure the district is paying the county?
Well, they better. We won't get on fire protection. The county will walk right the fuck away from it. You know?
You may
want
to go...
But the county didn't really
want
it.
You may
want
to... Huh?
The county didn't want it. They're being short-handed here lately, and, you know, so...
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you might want to check out the county and see whether or not they are getting their payments from your fire district, crazies, before you go running into court. You know what? Just what I'm saying. Because if the district is paying the county for fire protection, then they technically aren't in breach of contract because they've got you covered, but via the county instead of the district.
I didn't know they had a county fire department.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they do, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They don't hear. They don't hear. In
this county. Is the Ozarks, brother. This is the fucking tree of wood country. No, but my that may be true, but I doubt it. Because here's the problem. My contract ain't with the county. That has nothing to do with me individually or any other voter here that pays property tax. We're paying them for fire service from them. There's
right.
never been notification that the county has taken over to do it. Nothing like that, or as a subcontractor. You know what I mean? Now,
right.
I'm not saying that couldn't possibly happen, but the point is, say there's never no fire. Okay, where does that money go? Where's all this money going to? Because they're always claiming they're broke. You know what I mean? How can you be broke
right.
when you don't have nothing to spend money on? You know what I mean? So that's
right.
kind of the question. You know what I mean? They need to be audited.
Yeah.
That's really reality what they need. But I'm saying by a class action lawsuit, that could probably force the state to have to do it without all the voters, you know, that I need.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
you know. But
plus,
I just rather make it more difficult for them as I can. That's my point.
Yeah. You know, you'll just put a thorn in their side for a while.
Well, yeah, but that's fun.
And then,
I mean,
and
I
then,
enjoy
and
it.
And then put a thorn in their side again.
Yeah.
And then pour the thorn in their side again.
Yeah. They already hate me now. They're scared of me. They are fucking scared of me, man. I'm telling you, they don't like me at all. You know, because when I walk up to that fire department near that fucking Billy, oh, Ron, how are you doing? Smiling bigger than a three-pecker Billy goat at me. I'm serious, man. That's, yeah, because
well,
they know I don't fuck around. Because I done pulled it on them once. I done pulled their papers on them once. Then went through them all, me and two other lawyers, and filed a bunch of problems. You know, went back and questioned that. Their whole fucking board meeting was not questions that fucking sit there talking about it. It don't exist, doesn't exist. Show me what you're talking about here. This costs X amount of dollars. Where is it at? What is it? You know, don't exist. It ain't there. Well, where's the money go then? You know, you can't tell me it's in everything you have is in a fucking repair shop. You know, shit like that. No, don't think so.
Money in somebody's pocket.
I used to be a fireman here. I know what the fuck's in this building. I know what's here. You know what I mean? Only thing you do is add. If you subtract, I'll know what you have subtracted. They hate me, man. I'm telling you, they fucking hate me, dude.
They
do. There's some shit. They tried to pull some shit one time on it. I called them up and I said, you got a fire truck that you got on Facebook and you're auctioning it off, but your lowest bid is $3,500. You know that is a public property. You can't set a bid on that. Well, we thought we could. No, you cannot. That is an open bid. Somebody will have to start it. They start at $5, $1, $100, $1,000. It doesn't matter. Somebody's got to start a bid. Nobody bids on it. It don't go nowhere. That's how that works. You can't set a fucking reserve on a fucking county or the people's property. Can't do it. But see, they figure, oh, we'll get more money. The only thing, they got a thrift store too going every weekend. You know what I mean? So, and it makes money.
So they always need volunteers. More people do it for nothing so they can put money in their pockets. There's some dirty motherfuckers, man. It's bad. It's real bad. So, you know. Ain't much I, well, I mean, like I said, I just want to do it to fuck with them myself, personally. I'm thinking class action lawsuit. I really am. Because of breach of contract, which has nothing to do with the county. Like I said, that's between me and them. I ain't involved with the county. I'm not in a contract with the county. You know? It's you. I want to see your books again. Let's see these books. I should just do that again. That fucks them pretty bad when I do that.
Well, what happens if you have a fire and no one shows up?
Well, it's not they're not going to show up. The county's going to show up, but they're going to be a little bit late. You know?
Okay. You accept
Dude,
that.
Dude, we had so less people. This woman that was the president of the board was running fucking people off left and fucking right. We had two of the best first responders money could buy, a nurse and a doctor. Voluntarily, they live out here. They were voluntarily doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? How good could you get? You know what I mean? That's better than a fucking EMT. No disrespect against EMTs, but I'm just saying a doctor and nurse, well, that pretty well kind of fucking sums it up. You know what I mean? And he was a good doctor.
Yeah.
She was a good nurse. They're good people. But she ran them off. She ran them off. Ain't that crazy? And we lost about five or six firemen couldn't take their shit no more left. So we were down to fucking nobody. We were down to maybe four or five people. We wasn't even legally a fire department anymore, you know, at the end. So, as a matter of fact, the last house fire I went to, all I could do is sit there in the truck, watch it burn. What the fucking thing I could do about it? Just sit and watch it burn.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Three-story house, man. Nice motherfucker. Just sit there in the back of that fire truck and watch it cook. Yeah. I mean, we kept the fucking grass around it, you know, the weeds and trees wet, so we didn't get no firestone fire and have actual cover fire. But, you know, we couldn't, no sense putting water on the house. Yeah, remember, we're out in rural area. We don't have water hydrants here. We don't have that kind of shit. So everything depends on our trucks, you know.
Oh, like, so we can't have a truck that's it.
Right. Once that truck's empty, it's over. We can't do no more. That's it.
That's it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So yeah, well, you know, and you're only talking maybe 2,000 gallons of water. That's all it holds. It's only 2,000 gallons of water.
Right.
So you know,
but
you got water.
Keep my grass green.
Right. Well, we have water tank trucks for that reason. Okay, but guess what? None of them are operational, and they won't give us the money to give them operational. You know what I mean? Just water tank trucks. Make any sense?
Yeah.
We had one at my shop. It was my shop for a long time. We was prepping it for paint. We was doing it for free, but we told them they had to supply the paint. You know what I mean? And they wouldn't spend $36 on a pint of fucking paint. Or a quart of paint. Ain't that a bitch? Fucking unbelievable. Fuck.
Wow.
We had that pucker taped and prepped and ready to shoot. Just ready to go, man.
That's a lot of work, too.
Yeah, it is. Fuck yeah, it is. So the motherfucker said he was about 2 years at my shop.
Is that the one that you sold?
I was going to. No, I gave it back to him. No, I wasn't. Yeah. No. I've sold three big trucks. I sold my rotator and I sold my two big dump.
Well, truckers. No. I mean, I thought you said because it was sitting there on your property for so long, you know, you were going to get rid of it.
Right. It calls abandonment. Right. It's abandonment, but it's still on public property. It is public property itself. As long as they had time to it. I found that out. I couldn't do nothing with it. So I let them have it back. We didn't take another tape off it or nothing. Fuck them. But I don't know what they did. I think they sold the truck. I think they sold it.
Yeah.
So.
Did you make them come and pick it up off your property?
Oh yeah. I didn't bring it to them. Fuck no. No. Mm-mm. And the funny part about when I did come pick it up, the funny thing about that was, man, the guy looked over the back of the property, seen that fucking rotator sitting there. He goes, holy fucking Jesus. Goes, what is that? Is that a fire truck? I said, no, it's a rotator. He goes, what the fuck's a rotator? It's a tow truck. He goes, Jesus Christ, this thing's fucking humongous. I said, yeah, what's a crane? It's actually what it is. Well, could you tow this? I said, sure, I could tow this thing. That ain't shit. That ain't nothing compared to what I can tow with that thing. Well, man, we tow it? I said, you out of your fucking mind, man. You out of your fucking mind. Then people, you know, down there can suck my asshole. Fuck, I wouldn't piss on them if they were on fire.
I could tow it for a fee.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even do it for that, man, boy. No. I simply wouldn't fucking do it.
Well, I mean, I know. Oh, hey, now get this, okay? This is something. I had to move my motorhome. The place where I had it stored, they sold the property, and the new owners wanted everything off of there by March 31st.
Right.
Well, you know, we got about 3 foot of snow or something like that on the ground.
Right.
And I was very apprehensive about driving that motorhome with the road tires on it instead of mud, snow, you know, all-terrain tire.
Right.
Shit.
Right.
Because I've been stuck in less than an inch of mud on the flat.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No traction, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, this last week or so, you know, the weather was warm and everything, and the roads were in good shape. But I had a problem. The motherfucker wouldn't come out of its spot. I couldn't get no traction. Just sat there and spun.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
God.
So the guys who still own the lot and stuff said call Vulcan Tor. He called Vulcan Towing to come get me out.
Right.
You know, at least get out of the slot, and then. You know, I'd take it from there. So anyway,
was you sinking?
Huh?
Was you sinking? In the mud?
I just didn't have any fucking traction.
I just couldn't
get any traction at all.
Right.
And anyway, I'd gone out there the day before to make sure I could get it to run and everything, you know.
Right.
And I did. Well, my switch, the switch on my heater, you know, defroster for up front was, is not operating. It's broke.
Oh, fuck.
And yeah. So anyway, I fired it up and, fired up the, you know, my generator and shit like that, make sure it would start and got the engine running and. I actually turned on my heater in there, you know, the big furnace.
Right.
For the unit.
Mm-hmm.
And got it so it would start to all warm up.
Right.
And so I left. I shut down the big diesel. I left the my generator and my furnace running, so it, you know, that thing would be warm.
Right.
Well, I get back over there the next day, you know, I've got about a 3-inch puddle right in the very front of that front end of that thing where the generator is.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get out, and I mean, I kind of felt bad because I had to call the tow guy's over.
Right.
And, you know, I forgot to tell the guy to make sure, you know, who was calling the towing company. I said, make sure you tell that kid or whoever, bring their wetsuit with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no place on that fucker to really hook onto in the front. Without having to crawl under it to get to a hard point.
Oh, that sucks. You think you'd have tow hooks on the front, you know?
Well, I'm gonna contact Newmar and suggest they try and figure out some way to put some type of a toe hitch on there, or, you know, where a guy doesn't have to crawl under, you know. You know, it's not uncommon for these guys to get stuck on the flats and just need to be pulled out, you know.
Yeah, you can practically pull out with a pickup truck.
To shorten up the story, the kid got me out. You know, I got out of there and everything, and so I, you know, reached for my wallet and asked him, you know, how much do I owe you? And well, the kid with the with his truck showed up, and then another guy showed up with the rotator. And I asked him how much I owed, you know, for pulling me out. He said nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Fuck.
Well, evidently the owner of the property that I was on and the owner of the towing company are good friends. So I guess they keep pushing business back and forth between the two of them.
Help each other out. Yeah, you know? That's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, like me, you know, I used to dig it, but I mean, with my hip fucking up the way it is and my knee, I just can't do it no more. I can't crawl in the cars and trucks anymore like I used to, you know?
Oh, I understand.
I mean, some of them, you know, you don't have to do that. You know, just you back up, fucking, you know, go underneath them, open up the wings, pick it up, and pull it off, you know, and strap it down to those. You know, that's it. But when it comes to big campers and shit like that and big trucks, no, that ain't going to happen. You need to check it out.
Well,
you know,
you know, the guy from the rotator said, well, take the toe strap and, you know, get a tie point, you know, somewhere around the, you know, the wheels and stuff. So he got his toe loop and got it around the hard point by the wheels. And, you know, I had to go in there and I had to turn the tires, you know, to the right and to the left so he could get in there. You know, he got me out of there and he didn't even get fucking wet.
Really?
except for his shoes when we were walking around trying to figure out where we're going to hook this thing up on.
Yeah, the ones I hated towing are them fucking, the worst ones is them fucking coaches. You know what I mean? Them big fucking buses. Them things are a cocksucker sometimes. You know, because they don't have no pull hooks. They don't have a good hard spot. You know, so it's fucking crazy. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I hate having to tow from the rear of them. You know, pick up the rear. You got that fucking motor back there and all that fucking weight. One time, years ago, I had an old heavy tow truck. And we did that to a bus one time, picked up the fucking front tires of the tow truck, jumped up. So it just didn't work out, man. It was not a good day. And we finally got it moved enough where we can get to the front of it because we couldn't get to the front where it was parked. You know, but finally got it. We wiggled it out of there to get to it. And fuck, I'll never forget that day. It was a cocksucker of a day. But today, now these newer rigs and stuff like now, you know, they just don't have nothing. And another one, they got them fucking low-profile dampers on them, you know, so it's hard to scoop up underneath them, you know, grab the wheels and shit like that. I'm like, motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, one of the other things, plus, you know, right up front there on my coach is where my generator is, right? And it's on a hydraulics front end. You know,
so you get access to
the generator, you know.
So, you have automatic levelers and shit, too, so, don't you? But, yeah, I did one time, and anytime I move one of them fucking coaches with my last lesson, I learned I make these motherfuckers sign a damage waiver, okay? Because they don't have the tow hooks in the front of them. I don't know what could happen. Shit can go bad, you know what I mean, real quick. You know, because especially when you're pulling against an angle or something like that, and you get that plastic cover on the front of that fucking bus, and you can't take it off, or you can, you want to spend half the day taking it off, or you take this disc and try to get the fuck out of there and go that route. But you know, we used to take and run the strap down below the back lift legs to keep it down low level so it didn't pull upward. Make it a flat pull.
Right.
We used to do that shit a lot. I used to tear them bands up a lot. I didn't like that because the replacement was too often. But anyway, I had a guy one time I went there. You know, he had a big old fucking Jaybird, Bluebird, some shit like that. Nice motherfucker. Anyway, it fucking had an engine problem. I had to go to a shop. They had to go to Springfield. So you had to use a big truck like this to move it. So anyway, I got out of the truck. I showed up. And I said, okay, sir, I need you to sign this waiver here. And he goes, what's the waiver part? I said, well, it's a damage waiver. He goes, what does it mean? I said, it means, well, if I fuck up your truck, I'm not responsible for it. And he goes, what? I said, yeah, that's it. You're on insurance. That's cover your shit. We don't do it. You know, I don't cover it. I said, I haven't done one yet. You know, I've been pretty good. Well, I can't have you tow it. I can't. No, I'm not. No. I said, okay, no problem. I said, but there's still a $500 delivery fee. We showed up here. It's $500 regardless. Fine. You know, okay, well, yeah. So I left and I went back to the shop. 20 minutes later, get a phone call. Can you come back to Branson and tow this? Nope, sure can't. Here for you to sign a waiver. So I can't help him. I'm not driving back again. Anyway, so, well, we'll call you back. And I said, well, good luck. So anyway, 5 minutes later, call me. Okay, he'll sign the waiver, blah, 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 blah. So, well, for me to make another trip back, it's $500 plus a $300 service fee now. Okay, we'll pay it, you know. And so I came back, got it hooked up, got it on, no problems, didn't scratch nothing, didn't hurt nothing. Anyway, he hands me $800. I said, nope, we'll worry about it. Keep it. I'm fucking with you. He goes, what? I said, yeah, I'm fucking with you. I could charge you that money by law. I could still charge you the money. But I'm just teaching you a lesson. You know, you got to understand something. This is the way it is, man. I can't afford to replace this truck. You know, my insurance would cover it, no doubt about it. But I'm not going to fuck with it. Because one thing, these things ain't really designed to tow from the front. They just ain't built for that. You know, that's why the manufacturer is the issue. It isn't me. It isn't you. It's just the manufacturer. I don't like it. Because you don't have much room to pull it. You know, you just ain't got it. Without, you know, you're going to pull up on that fucking plastic, you know, bumper cover. It's like cars. Cars, same fucking thing, man. Nowadays, all your fucking cars got that plastic rubber bumper bullshit on the front. Or plastic bumpers. Fuck, you see them all over the highways all the time. You know, they blow off the car.
Yeah.
They're only held down by little plastic clips. You know, ain't shit holding onto them. So then when you take one of them up, you see a little aluminum fucking little I-beam. There's your bumper.
Yeah.
And it's only as wide as the front of the engine. It ain't no wider than that. Ain't by the tires, none of that shit. So it's just, man. People just don't know what the fuck they're driving anymore. I don't see how they're safe. Where's the safety issue on this? You know, I think speed and movement's been the same thing for till the end of fucking time, hasn't it? You know,
well, it's their safety crumple zone. Where the car's supposed to take where the body of the car is supposed to take the impact instead of the driver.
Well, I used to crush beer cans with my forehead too, but that doesn't make me a fucking crash dummy, does it?
Yeah.
But yeah, they just don't build them like they used to, man. It's not. But I mean, I liked it, but I liked the challenge of it. I think the challenge is more worth the risk of the business. You know what I mean? I did. I had a blast. But, you know, there's times it wasn't too fun, but most of the time it was. People are cool, you know. I mean, I think some of the coolest, well, the doctor that bought my Land Rover, you know, I told him to my shop. It was fucking awesome. He's cool, real nice guy, you know.
Yeah.
He gave me more than I paid for the fucker in the first place. That blew my mind. He really wanted that motherfucker bad. It was decent. It was pretty cool. Wish you could have seen that. It was a neat fucking rig, but it's small. They're not that big. It ain't like what you got. It ain't nowhere near that, you know. It's just a big, beefy, fucking bad-ass fucking all-terrain camper is all it is.
Yeah.
But they're not that big.
I bought mine to live in with the wife and two dogs and be comfortable.
Right.
You know, not so much as doing all the touristy bullshit, you know, type of stuff.
Right.
And, it serves its purpose.
Right.
you know, and it's very nice, very comfortable and everything. But, God, it can be a pain in the ass.
Oh, there's a lot to them fuckers, ain't there? There's a lot to them. Yeah, I mean, I kind of miss it, but I kind of miss it doing the tour, too. That kind of got fucked up, but Grandpa had to stroke out on me. Thank God. Great. Thanks, Pops. Appreciate it. You know, I made it to fucking Florida. Did two gigs, and that was it. I didn't make it. Well, I made a payment, but still, fuck. You know, my assistant is with me. He's like, well, this sucks. I said, fuck. Yes, it does. And I noticed driving it, so you get looked at a lot, you know, because it's different. You know what I mean? It's a different looking thing. It looks military, you know, more than it does, you know, regular guy shit, you know. I mean, it's black. It ain't really a good looking rig, you know, as far as, you know, looks go. I mean, it ain't got a custom.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you call it, but anyway, it ain't custom shiny waxed and fucking got big chrome wheels and shit on it. It ain't got all that. You know what I mean? It's black. The whole fucking thing's black. The only thing that's shiny is the goddamn glass. You know, there's nothing else that's shiny on that truck. You know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the taillights and shit, and you got the outdoor lights and all that kind of shit, and solar panels on top, generator, it had everything you needed to survive.
Yeah.
It had it all, you know. You could live in it for 6 months. That's what they stated. So, but...
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought it was neat. Because, and the only reason I bought that thing, because I just, man... I don't know if it's me or something. I just cannot stand in fucking Hindu fucking motels or any hotels anymore. I'm so burnt the fuck out of them nasty places. I'm never happy in them. You know what I mean? I can never say they're too fucking clean or they're not cleaning up. If I ever smell curry again, I'd fucking lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. But yeah, now I get to sit back and do nothing. I wish. That's, you know, you're supposed to, when you retire, you're supposed to not have to do nothing anymore. That's what I was told. That's a fucking
lie.
That's a fucking
lie. Well, let's put it this way. I can tell you from experience, getting retired means you don't have to do anything. But that list that you have to do, ain't getting worked on either, you know.
Yeah.
It's still there.
It gets longer, too, by the day. That it does. Yeah. Fuck. Well, we're just about going to run out of time here in a minute. We done almost smoked this whole fucking hour overtime. Because 12:30 was our overtime point. So, anyway, I want to thank everybody for showing up, hanging out with me for the moment. I don't know who's doing a show tomorrow night. Who knows? I might do it. I don't know. Don't count on it. Don't count on me doing shit. Nothing. Don't pay attention to me because I am mentally disturbed.
Hey. Now remember, you're retired and but you still have to do your show. God damn it.
Yeah.
Because
fuck,
it's
I know.
Just get in here and get on the thing and.
Maybe I should start doing it earlier, like 8 o'clock at night, like everybody else does. Come on at 8, make everybody happier. But I'm a creature of the night. I can't help it. I don't know, you know, man. I mean, it's 10, 11 o'clock your time right now, Boyd?
10 o'clock, yeah.
10 o'clock, yeah, 3, yeah, 3, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because all the shows that come on that I catch, they can start as early as 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like that last year when you guys didn't see me on any of the shows or anything.
Right.
It's because I was in bed, man.
Oh yeah, it fucks you up.
Well, boy, on George's show, you used to fall asleep all the time.
Yeah.
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 We'd hear you snoring for a while there.
Yeah. I wonder how that retarded motherfucker. Every once in a while, I get a notice of a show he's done.
Is that right?
Rumble. Yeah. Yeah.
I was wondering if he's still doing the show.
Yeah, on Rumble, he's got that Cherokee Rose and some guy comes around every once in a while. He talks to himself
okay.
a lot.
I would say.
Yeah, he's not on BTR no more at all.
Okay.
He's not?
He's been gone quite a while. No, can't afford it. Yet that he's, you know, everything's great. He's free. Bucky knows it all. But, you know, nobody wants to nobody wants to hear him. Nobody likes to, you know, he kicked everybody off. Fine, fuck, go live in your own fucking world. Nobody cares. The world goes on. It ain't stopping because of you, man. You know what I mean? So, fucking, I don't care. I just think it's funny. I found him funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't really funny, but there was some of the shit he came up with. It's so idiotic, it was funny. So
exactly.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm going to blow out of here. I'm going to throw up a song and let you listen to that shit. And I'm going to head out of here. I'll try to do it again tonight. You know, if nothing's out there worth the fuck, I will pop one out. And we'll do it again. All right?
All right,
so I will, I'll see you guys later. Be good.
All right. Good night.
I wish that I could fly.